AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi, I'm here, you're here. Let's be together. In truth, I really am here. I'm outside listening to the birds, looking at the trees, sipping my tea, checking out another blue sky. There's a chill in the air. It's nice. If you listened yesterday, I talked about abandoning myself. After I realized I had abandoned myself, I snapped out of it. I took Will's lead, and I leapt with him. We were driving, and he said, "You want to take Finn into Bull Moose? It's one of our favorite stores to go into." "Pardon me, I need some tea." So, I'm in the wrong lane to go to this store. And I'm all up in my head. I'm detached, right? And Will says, "Do you want to take him in here?" And I give my detached answer. My, "Yeah, I don't care, whatever." You know, I'm like, I'm not here. I'm just on autopilot. I'm stuck inside of myself. But then, you know, I heard him, but then I heard him. And myself said to myself, "Come on, girl. Listen." And I said, "Finn, do you want to go to the playground or do you want to go to the store?" And he said, "Store." And so I put my blinker on, I got into the correct lane, and I took a right, and we went into Bull Moose Music. We go there, we like to walk through the music together, Finn and I. And then he knows where to go to look at all the children's books. By himself. He does not have to hold a hand back there. So it's a great store. We had a great visit. So great that it didn't even matter that we forgot stuff. We actually did have a few things that we wanted to pick up before we came home, but we had already transitioning Finn home. We already told him what we were doing and we're moving towards what we're transitioning to. And for all of us, it would be best if we didn't stop that process. It's best to just continue and transfer Finn to what we're doing next. So I decided I would go back out after we transferred Finn, you know, out of the car and into the house, and I'll just go back out. No big deal. I actually felt pretty good that I snapped out of it, you know? I had abandoned myself and my life, and then I came to. Thank God for Will. Thank God for me. Thank God for Finn. Thank God for you. Thank God for this tea. The slurp's for you, you know. I don't know. Usually I don't slurp so much, but I have cardinals fluttering all around me. I wonder if maybe they're feeding their young. I saw some, I think they were house finches. I don't think they were Carolina wrens. Feeding their not-so-baby babies. Have all these, like, adolescents kind of just it just looks like they're bothering them. You know, the mom and the dad take turns hopping around in the lilac bush, feeding, you know, seeds and such to these teenagers, they look like. And the teenagers are just like, blah, 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 blah. And just hopping all around. And, you know, and the parents are like, you know, just doing it. And switching off and taking turns. And it's pretty cool to watch. And I've been noticing the cardinals are behaving differently. So I'm going to be looking into that. And like I said, a few were just fluttering all around me, just looking like they were doing important work. Back to yesterday. Squirrel. It's not actually a squirrel, but a cardinal. You know me. They don't even have to be shiny things to distract me. So, if you remember, I had now decided to go back out. We've gone to the store. It was great. We've transitioned home, and I am just going to pop back out. And before I do that, I listened to a voicemail. I missed a call from a friend. And I listened to the voicemail, and they weren't asking anything of me, but I heard my friend, and I even heard the word trauma response, you know. And so I pulled over. Duh. I put my errands on hold and took about a half hour to pull off and call my friend, be with my friend, and offer my friend a visit. I invited her over here in case she didn't know that she could come here. So you can come here. It just so happens she had been abandoning herself too. How fun, right? She's like, not anymore. No. Okay. All right. So, like me. Okay. We have learned this lesson a few times now, and we are getting the words to talk about it. And we have a friend now to process it with. So I know my friend's coming over. And I have a feeling that we are going to want to be in the sun. Half of my yard is in the sun. Half of it's in the shade. So I start to walk around. Because I also have a very natural lawn. I guess there's some grass, but it's like clover and other things. And some of the other things are like, oh, that feels really good under my feet. And some of the other things are like, ouch. So I'm walking in the sunny area to find the yummy spot to lay a blanket down for my friend and I. And I'm walking and I can feel something crawling on me. I'm quite sensitive. So I don't really get nerved up about ticks and stuff like that. Excuse me, because I feel things that aren't even there. So so I look down and I see a bright green bug. It wasn't just bright green. It was new green, like new life green. New life green. That's what I told my friend and I, that we'll be called like new life green, or I don't know, that'll be the name of our something. New life green. Maybe it's just the name of an awesome color we got to see yesterday. So anyway, I look at the bug, and since it's new life green, I'm like, that is cool. And I reach my hand down and touch my own leg and let it crawl onto my hand. And I bring it up so I can look at it and let it crawl on my hand. And as it's going up my arm, I bring my other hand over and get it onto my other hand to, you know, just keep the bug on my hand so I can check it out. And remain calm. I don't want bugs to go towards, like, say, my clothing. So then maybe they'd be underneath my clothing. That doesn't sound fun. I'll keep the little green bug on my hand. So I'm looking at the bug, and as I'm trying to compute what I'm seeing, a car has pulled up behind mine. It must be my friend. And so I'm walking towards the car, but I can't take my eyes off of this amazing bug because it looks like the smallest grasshopper I've ever seen in my life. It's a teeny tiny baby new green grasshopper. Look, look at the hind legs. A way up and down. Oh, what? Oh my God. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I'm going all the way towards my friend who's, I realize, probably getting out of her car. Is that her car? Is it even her? I don't pay that much attention, right? I do all the feeling, not so much of the seeing half the time. I don't know what you drive. I don't. Are you my friend? I still probably don't know what you drive. I don't. So I have this moment of, oh, this is going to be really weird if this isn't my friend. Because I'm just going over, just completely eyes glued on my little index finger in front of me and taking these strange steps towards the person who just pulled up. It was my friend. And she had told me already. She was like, oh, I was like, what is that? Is it a ladybug? And she couldn't see it because here I am coming across the, you know, I had to come off of my lawn and then I walked the bit of street that I was parked on to get to her. She was parked behind me. And so I'm walking to her and she sees I've got something. And she's like, ooh, it's a ladybug. And then she thinks, no, it's an inchworm. She was close. It was about the size of an inchworm. Actually, it was half the size of an inchworm. It was so small. And she had that bright green color right. So she was feeling it. And so I was like, look, I think it's a baby grasshopper. And she was like, oh my gosh, look. And we're like, can it be? Is that really what this is? What else could it be? It looks genuinely just like a teeny tiny bright green grasshopper. And then as we're both looking at it, it leaps, takes a big, huge bing, and it was so joyful. We were all like, hee. I will say, I did my research because I kind of like it sometimes. I'm not sure if it was a baby grasshopper. It could have been a baby grasshopper. It's also likely that it was a katydid. K-A-T-Y-D-I-D. And I hear there's this thing about katydids. They make a sound. Katydid, katydidn't, katydid, katydidn't, 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 katydid, katydid. So look it up if you feel like it. The sounds that the katydids make. And you might go, oh, okay. Like, I thought that was a different kind of a bug. I thought that was a cicada. Or I thought that was a cricket. Or it was kind of cool to look this up. So they are all related. The cricket, the grasshopper, the katydid. And you'll notice, I think I'm going to choose, I don't think I have a picture of a cricket or a grasshopper. And I use all my own photos for my cover art here on this podcast. So I searched grasshopper and it gave me a picture of a really cool praying mantis that visited us once. And even though they're not closely related, actually, the praying mantis and the katydid cricket grasshoppers, they do have stuff in common. And what they have in common, I'll talk about next. We've already talked about the leaping. They leap. And so do the praying mantis. They leap. Look that up. That's cool how these creatures jump. They also molt. They shed their skin, they shed their exoskeletons. And that's what I did. That's what we're doing. That's what my friend is doing. We are shedding our old selves. I was stuck in the shell of my old self. I had abandoned myself. I was sunken way down deep inside of myself, detached from the world. I heard Will's voice and it didn't take me right out, but it tickled the wire. And it echoed inside of me. And something said, wake up. Wake up. And I woke up. And I molted. And I killed that version of myself. I left her behind. I'm going to leave the skin of the person who's abandoned behind. And I'm going to be me. I'm going to leap. I'm going to molt. I'm going to join forces with Will and fly free with my family. Go seek source. Seek alignment with source. Find the truth and live it. Feel good. Play hot and cold. That whole bit. I leapt into the new drumbeat. I fell into the old song. And then there's Will. Banging his drum. And I remembered. I leapt out of the old song and into the new drum beat. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then go and binge this podcast or ask the woodpecker what I'm talking about. We're all beating a drum, and life matches the tune. So if you don't like the dance that life is doing, I want you to try to change your drum beat. What are the things you say to yourself? What are the things you say about your life? Your thoughts become beliefs, and your life is based on your beliefs. You choose what you think. You choose the movies you play in your head. You choose your drum beat. Talking about the shedding the skin, the exoskeleton, the leaving the old person and the old ways and the old song behind. I saw a cool video about a woman who was experiencing anxiety about something that may or may not happen in the future. And we all know the future is never going to be here. It's always going to be now. We're always going to be us in the now. And so when you time travel into the past that doesn't exist, into the future that doesn't exist, you don't exist there. You exist right here, right now. And so the future you will be in a different now and will be completely equipped and will have everything they need to succeed in each moment, to learn, to love, to find peace, to find the truth. Anyway, in this video, they were pretty much saying, you know, they learned to let their future self worry about the future. Let your future self handle the future. You are not there. You will be a different person in the future. They will take care of it. That's kind of a great way to pass the buck to yourself with confidence, you know, knowing that the best is yet to be and you will be better and better. And so no matter what the future holds, your better self will certainly take care of it. So that's a good one to remember. Yeah. I have been choosing to kill the version of myself. I heard the whole, like, you can do your age thing. I'm 40, so I'm Amanda 4.0 right now. I was thinking about going with days instead of years because I genuinely had to, you know, kill off the version of myself yesterday and become a new version because it feels better. It feels better. I don't want to be the old person who stresses about, like, which direction the toilet paper is rolling. The other day, I had the urge to change it because someone had put it in the opposite way that I prefer it. And I was like, no, I'm just going to shed the exoskeleton and not care about this anymore. I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go. Now, something different when it's my turn, and of course, just do things exactly as you want. Like, this is how I like to do things. But getting stressed about how other people like to do things, I'm not really interested in that anymore. I'm not really interested in the little tiny hairs from someone shaving, getting into the soap bar, and me spending, you know, my life looking for them and digging them out with my nails and scrubbing my nails after so I don't have soap under my nails. And I don't care. I'm not examining the soap anymore. I just said something funny in my head. Wait, that's so sayable. You know, the ladies that in back in the day, and maybe some now, that when their hands are cold, they slide their hands into what's called a muff. Usually, right, made of mink, stole, I don't know, fur, right? So the soap will have to have an entire muff on it for me to go clean the hair, I think, off. I just keep shedding my exoskeleton, like the grasshopper, like the cricket, like the praying mantis, and I'm just leaping into the future me, which is constantly being born, constantly. And I'm asking myself, you know, where would I be without this thought? Where would I be if I let go of the hair dye stains that Olive decorated the house with? Where would I be without the stress I feel when I look at them? I'd be happier. And I know that. And so I actually stopped scrubbing at the stains. And sure, every now and again I'll pick up a magic eraser and do some wiping, but I've let go of the stress. I've accepted who I want to be. I want to be at peace. There's something else that is coming to mind when we talk about laying our old selves to rest, you know, becoming new people. In each moment, we're new people. Once I heard PTSD described as, it happens when you become a different person after a trauma. Something happens and it changes you forever. When I heard that definition, I was like, oh no. What do you call it when you have PTSD every couple years for your whole life? Ew. So much trauma. Totally different person afterwards. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. It's kind of what I'm talking about now. You know, we are all changed and become different people. And yes, PTSD is real. And I will share today, okay? Because I was grumbly with myself this morning. You know, kind of calling myself ridiculous. Finn didn't want me to get him this morning. He wanted Will. And usually when Will hears that, he's in there in 2 seconds. Will wasn't in there in 2 seconds. And yeah, it's hard for me to even say it, to admit it. I immediately am like, don't worry, Amanda, he's not dead. I have to start. My PTSD tells me he's dead. Get ready for your new life. And that is just so sad. That I go there. And then I feel bad that I go there. Feel silly. Feel broken. And I'm so scared. I'm so scared that my PTSD is going to make it happen. We're so powerful. We're powerful creators. And I'm afraid that my subconscious thinks that that is the most likely thing to happen. And so that is what is to happen. Thanks for being here and creating the space for me to share this. I didn't plan on sharing this today. I was going to talk about how when we miss our babies, how our kids just die all the time. All right, I really miss 4-year-old Olive so much. I miss 6-year-old Olive. And I'd like to get to know 4-year-old Amanda, 6-year-old Amanda. Even if it's just to lay her to rest. No matter what, there's always the sun, right? Always the sun behind the clouds. There's always the light. When my friend came over and the tiny grasshopper greeted us, those creatures are good at finding the light. They'll find the sunny side of the hill. When my mom was trying to make me feel better as a child and describe spirituality and other things to me, she would talk about a light inside of us. You know, even though it can seem really dim, it's always there. And my light certainly has gone down to a pinhole that I couldn't even see until I was in the darkness for a long time. And then I did see it. I did feel it. And then I focused on it and it has grown. But it's always there. It's always there. It's as big as big can be. It's ever expanding. And we share the light. And my friend agrees with me. When I talk about it, I put my hand like on my solar plexus. And the bundle of nerves that when you get your breath knocked out of you, that's your solar plexus. That's a bundle of nerves right below your sternum. And when I talk about the light, I put my hand there. My friend that came yesterday, so does she. And when my mom was dying, I was realizing and telling her, Mom, it's the same light. My light is your light. Can you feel it? Just go into it. Just go into that light, Mom. I can feel mine and yours getting bigger, and it's the same. It's this big pool of light. And it feels like love. I want us to leap into the light. I want us to leave our exoskeletons behind. And I want us to leap into the light. Into the truth. Into the sun that's always shining. So hear my voice, okay? The next time you're feeling sunken or stuck, hear me. Say leap. Just leave it behind. Leap. Come towards the light. It's all the same. Leap toward yourself or another. If you're leaping towards the light, it's all the same. I hope your day is full of light. I love you. I bet I'll be back tomorrow.
The crow is like, you better be.